This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen said the European Union and United States have agreed to prolong a truce holding off punitive tariffs in their 17-year trade dispute over aircraft builders Airbus and Boeing. Von der Leyen said in short remarks, quote, "This really opens a new chapter in our relationship because we move from litigation to cooperation on aircraft," end quote. At the summit with EU institution leaders in Brussels, Mr. Biden was aiming for a reset in ties after 4 years under predecessor Donald Trump, who imposed tariffs on the EU and promoted Britain's departure from the bloc. Biden and the EU will remove tariffs on $11.5 billion of goods from EU wine to U.S. tobacco and spirits for 5 years. The tariffs were imposed on a tit-for-tat basis over mutual frustration over state subsidies for U.S. plane maker Boeing and European rival Airbus. President Biden won't say how he'll measure the success of his upcoming meeting with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At a news conference at NATO's Brussels headquarters, the president described Putin as bright and tough.
As they say, when he used to play ball, a worthy adversary.
And he won't necessarily trust what Putin says.
I'd verify first and then trust.
Earlier in an NBC News interview, Putin denied allegations that Moscow's conducted cyber attacks on the U.S. and meddled in elections.
Where is the evidence? Where is proof? It's becoming farcical.
The president says when they meet Wednesday in Geneva, he'll make clear there are areas where the U.S. and Russia can cooperate if Putin so chooses. If not,
we're responding kind.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Delegations from Russia and the United States involved in nuclear negotiations with Iran have held talks in Vienna ahead of Wednesday's summit meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The United States is not directly involved in the Vienna negotiations, but has regular contacts with participating diplomats. A senior Russian diplomat said the Vienna meeting was, quote, "proof that the two countries can maintain businesslike cooperation on issues of common interest," end quote. China is denouncing a statement from NATO declaring a, quote, "constant security challenge," end quote, saying it is a force for peace but will defend itself if felt threatened. The Chinese mission to the European Union said in a news release Tuesday that the NATO statement was a, quote, "slander on China's peaceful development, a misjudgment of the international situation and NATO's own role, and a continuation of the Cold War mentality and organizational political psychology," end quote. NATO allies joined the United States Monday in formally scolding Beijing as a, quote, "constant security challenge," end quote. Washington has singled out China as a particular threat, especially in the South China Sea, where it has built militarized islands, as well as over its attempts to intimidate Taiwan. At least five polio workers were shot dead in eastern Afghanistan Tuesday, officials said, in the area's second attacks on vaccinators in less than 3 months. The workers were gunned down in three separate locations within hours in a coordinated attack, a police spokesperson said. He said, quote, "This is the work of the Taliban, targeting health workers to deprive people of polio vaccines," end quote. The Taliban denied responsibility. Polio has been eradicated across the world, apart from Afghanistan and neighboring Pakistan, where distrust of vaccines and eradication campaigns is widespread. In the Peruvian capital of Lima, fear is spreading among the city's small but powerful urban elite about the likely election win of a little-known socialist teacher. Pedro Castillo is poised to be named president ahead of conservative rival Keiko Fujimori. With almost all votes tallied, Castillo's lead over Fujimori is narrow but looks to be enough, though the final result could take days or even weeks as legal challenges play out. During campaigning, Castillo pledged to sharply hike taxes on mining and the world's number two copper producer, to pay for social spending and redraft the Constitution to give the government more muscle in running the economy. He also has hinted at potential land reforms. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.